Blog Talk Radio.
Radio Network, where urban culture lives.
Welcome to Culture Zine Radio. Culture Zine Radio, where urban culture lives. And I'd like to welcome you to Seventh Galaxy Productions World Jazz Festival. I'm Ron Washington, your host, and we're going to have a swinging show tonight. I'm so excited about tonight's show. We have a lot of good stuff in store for our listening audience tonight. Not only the songs, but interviews that will give us a flavor of my hometown, Kansas City, Missouri. I've been fortunate to grow up in a town where my dad played in the 30s when Kansas City was a hotbed for jazz. In fact, it was, at least until the Pendergrass era ended there. And, of course, all the major players came through Kansas City. And the actual history continues forward with people that have dedicated their lives to jazz and to their art. Well, I have had a great week this week. I was reconnected with two of the finest musicians, entertainers, actually three, you want to put in three, that I can really lay my hat on, because I grew up with these ladies and gentlemen, and they're going to be calling in. I've got some special guests from Kansas City, and it's going to be a great show. We have a lot of great music coming in. We focused in on the 50s this week. In fact, the 40s and 50s were actually the highlight of the jazz era here in America. It was one of the most talked about, most, we could say, the most recorded and most played of all the eras of jazz. You had guys that came out of the woodworks and was releasing songs from every aspect of big band. And then came the bebop, the hard bop era, the cool jazz. I mean, we're going to go into a lot of stuff that I think that you'll enjoy in terms of the art form. And I wanted to let everybody out in my listening audience know that you should be calling in and making requests. If you have a request, as we go through the eras, certain eras of jazz, because everybody can't really feel some of the stuff because, you know, they're not that era, but certainly it's great music, and we're going to continue forward. A recap is we went all the way from the beginning, back when the blues and the jazz started mixing, until the jazz style with the Jelly Roll Morton and Louis Armstrong and the Hot Five and all those guys, and now we're moving into the 1950s, where they continue forward. This is kind of like the apex of jazz. And I'm hoping that my guests can call in and we can get into some really good, interesting conversations about their lives in Kansas City playing jazz, and also their art, because we're going to hopefully feature some of the tunes that they've recorded. I know one young lady that I've been championing since I've known her for my high school years. Her name is Miss Betty Jo Miller. And Betty Jo and I went to the same high school in Kansas City. And she's a graduate of Central High School. And she was in a magnificent band called Clyde, Nim, and Her. And Clyde, Nim, and Her were probably the hottest bands to come out of Kansas City during that time and during my time. And it was like 1970s, late 60s, 70s. They went through the 70s and played all over Kansas City and then left and did some good things. I knew all the players because I was a player. My principal instrument is bass. And I was fortunate to meet the late, great Aaron Strand, the drummer who passed in 1971. And I met and knew Clyde Bagby, the trumpet player and leader of the band, and also knew James McReynolds, and also Ira Wilkes, guitarist, and Louis Dupree, the bassist. And this little lady, Betty Jo Miller, fantastic musician, whose mother was Betty Miller, who played in Kansas City for many years. And she was a pinnacle of our community in Kansas City for a long time. Her husband, Milt Abel, and the trio, Betty Miller and Milt Abel trio there. So I was excited when I was reunited with the second big band that I really loved. I used to go to the there. I really sparked Lonnie McFadden's memory because I was fortunate enough to go to Pop's Basement over in east side of Kansas City, and Ronnie and I almost brought tears to our eyes because we just had those fond memories of them in the basement just blowing away. Cats was down there just playing really, really, really good. They had a cat named James McReynolds on alto saxophone, and they had Ronnie and Lonnie and all the great players of that band was just fantastic. And I'm fortunate to have spoke with both of them this week. And Ronnie is going to come on the show. Lonnie is working tonight in Kansas City. He does a gig five nights a week in Kansas City, still playing, still holding up the jazz history of their family as well as the history of Kansas City. But we are going to be fortunate to have Mr. Ronnie McFadden, alto player, singer, entertainer. These kids were just great. I mean, these guys were raised by their dad, and it was great because Sammy Davis Jr. Was their mentor in teaching them how to tap dance and how to entertain, and they've maintained that same best and their style in Kansas City even up to today. So I'm excited about the hope that Ronnie calls in tonight, and we speak with him, and in between his busy schedule of holding up the jazz lifestyle in Kansas City, as well as we have others that we're going to feature tonight. And Betty Jo Miller, I'm hoping that will call in as well. And even Mr. Edward Penrice, one of my mentors, who was a DJ in Kansas City at the radio station there for many years, who is one of my closest friends. And I'm hoping that he calls in and we get a chance to get some of his history of Kansas City jazz. And I think that the tunes that we're going to play tonight are going to feature many of the greats of the 1950s. And we have on our list tonight Bud Powell. We've played Bud Powell once. We even have Ornette Coleman. We have the McFadden brothers. We have Gary Mulligan, Duke Ellington, Billy Strayhorn, George Shearing, Thelonious Monk, Billie Holiday, Carmen McRae, Miles Davis, Earl Garner, Nat King Cole, and Ray Charles. I think we're going to have a great show tonight, folks, and I want everybody to start calling or listening, and hopefully you guys tune in to the Culture Zine Radio, who my partner and associate, Mr. Abdul, has allowed me to come on to this station and to bring a history and an educational jazz show that will not only play good music, but we'll get background and we'll give some history of some of the greatest musicians of America. And with that being said, I think we're going to go with can we go with Ornette Coleman? If we got Ornette, we have a tune by Ornette Coleman called Peace.
Thank you.
All right. Looks like we're gonna have a swinging night here. Is this the great? This must be Mr. Ronnie McFadden from Kansas City.
How you doing, Ronnie?
Hey, I gotta give props out to everybody. My brother Daryl's right here with me. He helped me get to the studio and make this thing happen. I want to thank you very much. You did eat up all my Chinese food, though, Ronnie. I don't know if I like it for that or not, but nonetheless, right about now, it's been a pleasure growing up in Kansas City, and one of my heroes just called in. You don't know it. He's my hero, but he is. Because I tried saxophone, I couldn't make it. But this young man, this gentleman has inspired many young people in the Kansas City area. And wherever he goes and performs his art, he gives his all. He's an entertainer. He's a singer all the way from tap to singing to playing. He's a community person. And more importantly, he's a friend. He's a friend of mine.
There you go.
That I'm very proud to introduce to my listening audience, Mr. Ronald McFadden.
Hey, hey.
Hey, Ronnie.
How you doing, man?
Man, I'm doing great. Now that don't you love it when a plan comes together? I sure love it.
Oh yeah. Who else on?
Well, wherever this streams to, it streams all over the world, brother.
Okay.
So you're live, and we're gonna ask a couple of really, really good questions to give us a little history of what you've experienced as a musician, as a community person there in Kansas City, and what is Ronnie and Lonnie McFadden all about? Could you give us your listening audience an idea?
Well, Lonnie and Ronald McFadden, we call ourselves the McFadden Brothers, and we're a couple of hoofers that holler, that play horns.
Oh. Oh, wow. Well, that said it all, really. I mean,
yeah, our father was a tap dancer that grew up in the 30s, you know, and in our house, you know, when you learn to walk, you learn to tap dance. So that was our beginning in entertainment. And then when we got to high school, you know how it was at Lincoln, Ronnie? You know.
Oh, yeah.
They wasn't too kind to tap dancers. So we started playing horns. You know, and so in high school, we'd start playing Top 40, you know, Cool in the Gang, stuff like that. And then we didn't start back tap dancing till we went to Japan the first time, you know, and which was a blessing, man, because, you know, what happened is we were in Japan and the Japanese people didn't really like us that well because we had rearranged all our music and it didn't sound exactly like the record. So we had to figure out some kind of way to entertain Japanese people, you know, since we couldn't talk to them. So we started tap dancing and started doing dance steps with everything. We turned into a show band. And they loved us at that point. So that we just, you know, decided one night, well, let's tap dance on this song. And we did a routine that we was doing at 5 and 6, man. They loved it. And that got us back into tap dancing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Man, that's fantastic. So, Ronnie, just give us a little history of you and Lonnie and how it has evolved to this point.
Okay. After the band broke up, we was left kind of looking at each other, just twiddling our thumbs, saying, well, what are we going to do now? And so we decided to just go back to what we started doing, which was just being entertainers. You know, when we did our first recital, we sang, tap danced, and played piano and organ. You know, and it was just me and Lonnie in the recital, you know. And so that's what we did, man. We started putting an act together, and we started off actually our first gig was with Olita Adams.
Olita Adams, yeah, right, another Kansas City product.
Yeah, she's a friend of ours. And so at that time, it was an agent that knew about us, they told her about us because she needed an opening act for this her first record. You know, she did a live recording for her first record. And so she got us to do that. And that was our first gig, is the McFadden Brothers. Of course, that was a couple of years ago.
Oh. Watch out. Watch out, Ryan. Watch out.
I'm trying not to tell you your age.
Hey. They know I came out in 71. I ain't ashamed of it.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, man. But our beginning as the McFadden Brothers. And from there, you know, we've traveled all over, man. And, golly, I'm trying to remember the last time we was in L.A. Man, that's been, of course, I don't know. We were in L.A. with Wayne Newton. The last time we were there.
Wayne Newton.
But, wow. It's been so many years.
You've done a lot, Ronnie. I'm so proud of you guys. All the 28th Street crew and all on the East Side that have, you know, made really, really some really fine players came out of our area, as you well know. Had Vernon Black and John Brown. And Timothy Williams and Tommy Dean and all those players that came up with you guys right
Willie
off of
Matthews.
Our street.
Yeah, Willie Matthews is
Willie
the
Matthews.
Guitar player
oh,
with the
yeah.
Count Basie Orchestra now.
Yes, he is. He's definitely with the Count Basie, Willie Matthews. We've had a lot of great players have followed the tradition of jazz in Kansas City and has upheld the art form. And I'm really proud of all of you guys.
Well, thank you.
Oh, it's just amazing. And every time we speak, you know, we can laugh because we know how far we go back. And I told your brother Lonnie about sitting on your pop step over at the house over there.
Wow.
That was Euclid, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Over on Euclid. And we used to sit on the steps and listen to you cats with just blow the draws off the basement down there.
Yep. Wow. Yeah, you went back a couple of years there.
Oh,
whoa.
I know that's right. Oh, yeah. I can go back, you know, and you know that, too. So, I was mentioning about the fine player, the alto player that came over and hung out with you guys, McReynolds, James McReynolds.
Oh, wow. James.
Yeah.
Wow. I've been, golly. Yeah. Now, he
that's
was
back
a great
there,
player,
brother.
Too. Yeah, it
oh,
is.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Ira Wilkes and all those guys used to come by and hang out.
Yeah.
You guys had the house. That was the house, for real.
Well, hey, man, my daddy was an entertainer. And
yes,
it's
he was.
Like, and next door to us was, do you remember Clyde and him and her?
Yes, come on. You know Clyde Bagby. We go way back.
Okay. Well, Clyde Bagby's uncle lived next door to us. And he was a bass player.
Okay.
You know, and he was really, really good friends, and my dad was really good friends with Betty and Milt Abel.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So for Christmas Eve, the jam session would be at our house, and all kinds of musicians would stop by, man. And then New Year's Eve, the jam session was at our neighbor's house, next door neighbor's house.
Wow.
So, I mean, that's the way it was, man.
Yes, it was. It was a swinging block, I tell you that.
Yeah.
I loved it. And out of those two houses came some of the finest talent in the country.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm so proud that the Kansas City people can stand on the fact that the history of Kansas City, it didn't stop at 1930s. It came forward.
No.
And you guys have held it up.
Still going strong.
And it's still going strong. And I'm looking forward to doing that Gem Theater thing that you and I talked about. And to stream that live on television. I'm looking forward to becoming more involved with my home Although, you know, I've never left, because you know y'all my folks, and always will be. And, you know, tell Ollie Gates and Keith and English to save a brother some of that good barbecue back there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, boy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's a pleasure having you on tonight, and I'm looking forward to Betty Jo calling in too. And and I'm gonna Eddie Penrice was supposed to give me a call as well. So yeah, so I'm looking forward to this. Is a great show, man. This history between you and I, we go way back, my brother.
Yeah, and boy.
I am so excited about this show tonight and having you on. And giving us a taste of what the McFadden brothers have been to the Kansas City community for the last, I'm not going to tell you how many years, but it's been quite a few.
Yeah,
and, Ronnie, I tell you what, I'm looking forward to getting as much of your material that as I can. I remember you guys did that tune. I told Mr. Abdul about the Night in Tunisia Live show that you guys did that was on on the internet there, and I love that tune where you guys just ripped it up, and then that beautiful ballad, Mr. Bojangles, exhibiting your dance steps and the real beautiful harmonies that you and your brother Lonnie exhibited on that tune. I was really impressed with that.
Thank you.
More than welcome, and I can't wait to get it on the station and play those tunes, so that the listening audience can hear some of the most beautiful music that I've heard. And I know they'll enjoy it as well. And we're going to keep playing you. We're going to put you and your brother in my rotation. So every show that I can exhibit your work, because this is about jazz, and this is about culture, and it's about keeping the culture alive, the jazz culture alive. And that's basically kind of where we're at. And as I said, I want to recapitulate that 18th Street project that you mentioned about, and we collaborated over the phone. I'm looking forward to that. So since we've spoken, some very good things have happened on my end so that I could actually be a financial partner in that particular project as well. So I'm excited about that, and I'm looking forward to coming home next month as I plan. And I will be there before November. You can count on that, because after November, I'm out, okay? Just want to let you know. you know what I'm talking about. So, we're going to try to get a transcript of the show for your brother, because I know he's working tonight. And what's your next gig? Where are you playing together with your brother?
The next McFadden Brothers show we're doing actually is going to be on 18th and Vine. We've mainly been doing private and corporate jobs. I think this one is going to be public. This is the next public gig is in September, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got some other private stuff, corporate parties, stuff like that.
Right. Well, I tell you what, I'm looking forward to getting your package so I can promote you through my network up in Vegas and L.A. and the Bay Area, and wherever I can get to spread the word about you and Betty Jo and your brother, because you guys are really the top of the line, the top shelf. And
well,
I'm just excited and that you stopped by and you introduced yourself to this worldwide listening audience that we have. And I can't wait to play your tunes and see you guys again, because I remember we ran into each other right next to one of my old friends' house there on South Bend the last time I was there. And saw you there. That was a wild. I said, "What are you doing here?" "Oh, I live here." "What?" That was so crazy. But life and the Lord makes a way, and I'm glad that you're healthy and you're progressing.
Yeah, I'm blessed, man. I am a very blessed person. Yeah, I I don't have nothing bad to say, man. God is looking after me.
Yes, sir.
You know, because yeah,
that's a show enough blessing. That's a testimony within itself, and I can attest to that because I've seen you over the years. You've always been a happy, blowing that alto saxophone and singing and dancing, and that's been a joy to see you and get right into it and staying into it. You stayed, and I'm just so excited for you. I really am.
Well, thank you. It surprised me so much when you called, you know, because it's like, it seemed like every, I guess, 5 or 10 years, I hear from you.
Yes.
I run into you.
Run into me. Yeah.
The last couple of times I saw you, we just ran into each other, like on South Bend. And then before that, I think, I can't remember where I saw you.
I can't remember, but I know we did it 2 or 3 times. We ran into each other.
Yeah.
And every time I said, Ronnie, I'm still out there pumping one of these days. And these days are here. Isn't that amazing? I'm so, and the Lord has blessed us to be in the land of the living, enjoying what we do. And I'm just so excited about that and excited about you. And if there's any way I can get your discography of your work and your brother's work, I would love to have that and, again, put it into my rotation as we go forward here on my jazz radio show. And then I'm looking forward to 2 live shows next year, Ronnie. And one is we're looking at Fort Worth, Texas, and we're looking at Kansas City to do a festival show in both of those cities. So
really?
I'm not going to do them without you. You know that. So be aware to get a contract and a check because that's what it's going to be about.
Okay.
And I'm really excited. I'm really excited to work with you again, Ronnie. It's just a pleasure.
Oh, man, that's going to be fun. It
is. Anybody you'd like to give a shout-out to in Kansas City land? Because I know we know everybody. So I know.
Oh, wow. Golly, man. You know, my mind is blank right now.
Okay.
Hey, I'm going to give a shout-out to all the people that have been following us through the years. I mean, because that in itself, to me, is a blessing to be able to still do this, you know, after all these years. And people, you know, still are able to say that. I kind of like that, you know. That, to me, is the blessing, you know. And I know it's a lot of people in L.A. that I have met that I haven't been there in years, you know, but, hey, I want to give a shout-out to them, you know.
All right. I'm sure there's a lot of listening people in the audience that know of your work and looking forward to seeing you again and seeing that bright smile that I'm so very used to on that stage and just light it up.
Oh man, I have fun. Me and Ronnie, we've always just really had fun with it, you know. And jazz is, to me, you know, a lot of people are very serious with it, with jazz. Well, to me, it's a lot of fun, man, because it tickles me to be able to play. I say, wow, I did that? You know? And so I just really enjoy it, you know. That's what it's about to me.
All right, then. That's fantastic. I can't tell you how much of a joy it is to hear your voice again and to experience your art again and fellowship with your brother. Because Lonnie and I had a good time. I'm going to let you know that. We had a good time.
Yeah, we had
a good time.
I talked to him today, and he told me, man, Ronnie came up with so much stuff. He got a good memory. He said it tripped him out. But you do have a good memory because some of the stuff that you talk about, I was like, wow, that is, ooh.
Isn't that amazing? I don't know. I've been blessed, and it's always, when you have good memories, they stay a long time.
Yeah.
And, and this is a long time good memory with you and your brother and all the good people of Kansas City that I know. And you know I know them all on the east side. So
want
to give a shout out to everybody in Kansas City who's listening, who know me, and I know them, and they know who they are. They know. So
yeah.
And I can't wait to be live. We're going to go live with the festival, and I'm looking forward to speaking with you this week so we can make some moves on that 18th Street project, because I do want to stream live out of Kansas City. That's my home. And I want to be there and to definitely support the community any way that we possibly can. And I think the most important thing is to bring up the younglings coming up behind us to keep the art form and the history and the culture going strong and growing and never give it up, even though people don't want you to, because you're just as strong in this world as you are in Kansas City. And I want to let everybody know that there's some powerful people that come out of that town, and this is one of them.
Yeah.
And I'm so excited about that. I'm so excited.
You know, something that surprised me, we did a festival last year, and we did it with a big band. And so after the show, when we were signing autographs and stuff, but what tripped me out was most of the people that we were signing autographs for were, I say, millennials in that age group. You know, because, you know, when you think about it, that age group, they haven't seen too many entertainers, you know, that do what we do.
That's right.
You know,
you're right.
The Rat Pack is gone. Wayne Newton was probably the last of that breed of entertainers, you know.
Right.
And you know, it's just not that many people that do what we do.
That's right.
And they were really surprised, man. It tripped me out.
Wow.
But
yeah,
they love
that. Oh yeah. Well, you guys are fantastic, and I can't wait to get you guys a video on 7GTV and just start playing all your wonderful music and exposing you on our jazz show on television as well. So it's going to me, this is just a phase one, and we're going to go to phase two, and I really want to hope that one day you and I and your brother can put the story of the McFaddens on in a very, very, very good film project and to chronicle it and to show the world that you guys are the real deal, brother. You're the real deal. And I can't express that enough.
Thank you.
You're more than welcome. And thank you for coming on and sharing with us your time. And I'm just excited about it. And we're going to have to get back to the music because we got a long way to go. But ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls from around the world, I want to thank Mr. Ronald McFadden of Kansas City, Missouri, from the great McFadden brothers, for sharing tonight with us on my radio show. And we're looking forward to him and his brother coming on the next time. I'm going to get the two together so we can have a great time the next time. And I just want to, again, share that with the world that I think highly of you guys and always have. And we're just going to keep it pushing. We're going to keep you guys hoofing and we're going to keep on pushing.
There you go.
Okay. Well, Ronnie, well, thank you so very much for your sharing with us tonight. And
thank you.
We're looking
forward
for many, many good, prosperous, and happy years ahead of you.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Ronald McFadden.
Keep it swinging, baby.
All right, then. We're going to do that. Thanks,
all
Ronnie.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Wow. Now, that was the gentleman that was just on the radio with me. That was Mr. Ronald McFadden and his brother Lonnie McFadden. And they did a tune called Night in Tunisia. And they did it live. And them boys, when they take the stage, they leave it all on the floor, just like a basketball player. They don't take anything home with them. They give it all. So that's a sample of Kansas City Jazz. And I'm excited about that. And Ronnie, I don't know if you're still listening, but I want to thank you for coming on the show tonight, and we hope to have you back on soon. Now we're going to move forward here. We have a gentleman that was back in the day a true artist in the 50s. We're back on the 50s. We have a gentleman by the name of Mr. Gary Mulligan. Mr. Mulligan, a baritone saxophonist, played with many of the great jazz players in the 50s. Went out on his own after a while and started recording his own discography of jazz in the 1950s. And Mr. Mulligan had recorded one of my favorite songs back in the day called My Funny Valentine. And we're going to go with Mr. Mulligan with that tune, and we're going to keep pushing forward. I'm looking forward to my friend Betty Miller coming in tonight, and from she lives in Mississippi now, but that's a Kansas City girl. Don't let her fool you. She's definitely a Kansas City girl and Kansas City born and bred, and I'm excited about Betty Jo. She's quite a lady. So when we get her on, you hear another one of the eight part of the apex of jazz from Kansas City. She plays trombone, piano, and vocals, and just a swing it. She can swing it like her mom, Betty Miller, swing it with, Mr. McFadden mentioned, for many years there in Kansas City. So she's Kansas City for real, and I'm looking forward to her coming in if we can get her in. So now we're going to go with My Funny Valentine by Mr. Gary Mulligan. Yes, here we go. Thank you. That was Mr. Gary Mulligan and My Funny Valentine. What a beautiful song that was. Beautiful spirit playing baritone sax. Now, next week, we have we've been blessed to have Miss Betty Jo Miller. She's about to call in. Betty, are you with us?
Yes, I'm here.
There she is. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce to you, my listening audience, one of the most beautiful spirits that I know, and I know a lot of them. But this lady, we go way back. I'm not going to tell you how far, okay?
Please don't.
I'm going to tell you this. This lady leaves it all on the table when she goes on stage, okay? She's a prodigy. She's been playing since she was a baby. As I told my audience before, your mother was one of the guiding lights of jazz in Kansas City for many years.
Yes.
And Milt, and they held it down there, Betty. They held it down a long time. And I want to introduce to my listening audience, it's a pleasure once again to speak and to be in the presence of Miss Betty Jo Miller.
Well, good evening to you one and all. Man.
All right.
You found me.
I told you. Every time I talk to you, I tell you, if you're on the planet Earth, I'm going to find you, Betty. I'm going to find you.
You didn't lie.
All right, then. Now, Betty has a history that goes back some years in the music business. Betty, you want to give them just a flavor of what – see, I had Ronnie McFadden. See, I was trying to get y'all both right. I guess we'd had a party, okay? Because, you know, Lonnie and the band and Clyde him and her, and you with a her. I remember a gig you guys did at Central High School with Aaron. I think that was the last time y'all played it at Central, and my junior year. I think it was my junior year. And you guys laid it out. Y'all laid it out for real. And
wow.
I think thank you. You had Aaron and Ira and Louis Dupree and James McFadden was there.
Uh-huh.
You guys, and there was Betty Jo on piano and trombone.
Trying to keep up with the fellas.
No, they were trying to keep up with you.
Well, thank you.
I was so proud of you, Betty. I remember you when you did that, reminded you about your gig in New York. When you did the Apollo Theater back in, I think that was in the 80s. That was around 80, had to be 80. 88. Yeah, around 88. It was 88. And here's this little lady walking on the stage getting booed by the New York. But when you get behind that piano and played, I'm from Kansas City, and played the piano with your left hand and the doggone trombone with your right and blew the drawers off the house, you got a standing ovation. And I want to thank you because I was cheering you on, girl.
Oh, bless your heart. Man, that was something. That really was. And the thing about it, when it aired, I wasn't even able to watch it because I was doing a show. In the middle of the show, I saw the red dress. That's all I could see from where I was on stage.
Yes, you walked on stage with that red dress on, and those kids were booing you. I said, what is wrong with these people? This is Betty Jo Miller. Are they crazy? But you walked away with the prize that night. I'll never forget it. I'll never forget the magnificent experience.
It really, really was, I swear.
Tell us about what Betty Jo is doing now and what she's done over the last millennium here since you moved from Kansas City down to Mississippi.
Okay, well, let's see. Was on the road forever after leaving Kansas City. Played out in Vegas and Denver, Salt Lake, California, Seattle, and we went a lot of different places. We lived a lot of different places. We went over, played in Spain and France, and played in Tokyo, and it's been quite an experience, to say the least. The road has proven to have its ups and downs and its bumps. But my granddad said, if you stay in a race long enough, you got to cross the finish line.
There you go. That's a fact. He was so correct. Well, I know you had quite a ride, Betty. And, you know, when they told me you moved down to Mississippi, I said, I don't care. I'm fine anyway. That's all right. And I remember that conference. I remember we had that call, that phone call with all the fellas on the line, with you and Billy who else was there? We had so many other players there.
I can't think of his name.
I'm trying to get there all their names because we had a lot of your band and bands that we played with. On Booker White was on that call.
Booker, that's who I was trying to remember.
Yeah, Lewis Garrett and Booker White and all the Kansas City crew. What's his name? Billy, the flute player, played William Lamette. Oh. William came in on that call, too.
Okay.
Yeah, Bill Lamette played flute with my band and then played, I think he played with Black Rock and all them guys.
Right.
But I remember that call. That was a great call, and we got you. That was a blessing to catch up with you.
That was so unexpected. Wow.
Well, I'm the guy that, you know, everybody wonders, where is that little guy? He's always running around here doing something. I know he's doing something somewhere. Well, this is my charge to regenerate my jazz chops, which I got to pick up again, by the way. Every time I see people, they say, you got to play, so I got to practice a year to play with y'all.
If you don't use it, you lose it.
That's right now. You're right about that. If it ain't yours, you're going to lose it. So
I'm
excited to hear. We have a lot of stuff, Betty, that I want to do. I remember that the tune that we wanted to play of yours, I'm from Kansas City. Because you burnt that up, girl. You burnt it up. You burnt it up.
Thanks.
Telling you right now, you burnt it up.
I've had the blessing of getting my own studio and own publishing company and label and learned to engineer. And so all of my CDs, I play all of the tracks. From the drums to the bass and the guitar, I try to do it all.
You're doing it all now. See,
sing all the backgrounds, write the material, and arrange it. And
so you're a one woman show.
I'm still trying to keep up with the fellas.
Well, they trying to, well, from what you just told me, they trying to keep up with you. But I don't know too many artists that can come from behind the instrument and go to the office and take care of business like you've taken care of business. You know what I'm saying?
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Wow. That's amazing.
And for all the ladies out there, all you females, I'm trying to represent.
And what's the name of your label, Betty?
It's called Mixed Company Records.
Mixed Company Records?
Uh-huh. Like mixed vegetables. Well, it's mixed company because there's a female involved.
Yeah. Watch out, baby. Watch out. There's no prejudice here. We're going to make sure that you're treated equally. Now, who's your distributor, by the way?
Well, we do it ourselves through either the website or when we do personal engagements, performances. We sell our CDs all the time, you know, festivals, and every time we go play, we sell CDs.
Okay.
Website,
you can order on your website. You can do e-commerce. You can order over the website.
Right, uh-huh.
Okay.
That's www.mixedcompanyrecords.com.
That's right. And I went to your website the other night, and I saw you and heard your work, too, by the way. So
okay, good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's been interesting, to say
and
the least.
What's your email address, Betty?
My email is Betty Jo Miller. That's BETTYEJOMILLER @gmail.com.
At Gmail. Betty Jo Miller @gmail.com.
That's right.
Well, there
and
you go.
Yeah, that's BETTYEJO. You know, make sure you have
to put the E at the end of that. That's right. We got to put that E back there.
That's right.
Well, we're not going to let them forget it, and we have another show that is R&B orientated, as well as jazz, and we're gonna put your work on that show and have you come on that show if you're not busy and not encumbered, and to speak with the audience for that as well. But
oh.
I had to have you on my show first. And I'm first.
Okay.
Okay.
I see. I just appreciate the opportunity that you're giving me to be heard and be heard everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're not going to let you get away, Betty. That's for sure. Now, let me ask you a question. When do you have a single that's going to drop soon? Or what is your release of your work?
Well, I'm working on some new material now, but you know, as it is, I have the Duke Joint CD, there's Max CD, Mac Davis, and then we have a duet CD. He has one called My Turn, that's his. I have a gospel CD called Holy Spirit. I've had a CD called Where's My Bra?
You mean you lost it? Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean it. You didn't know what you got.
Well,
no.
the song explains it, but.
Okay, all right.
I used to lose things when I would be on the road. You know, it was like you work hard and you finally get to the room, you just really exhausted. And when you wake up the next morning, you wonder, where is my this? Where is my that? I can't find my. Well, I always had trouble trying to find my bra.
So you named your CD, Where's My Bra? Okay,
right.
I can go with that.
Actually, it's an old flame we decided we, you know, we were partying at the place and dancing and drinking, and we should have left when we heard the band play the last tune, but the next thing you know, we had written, well, got a room, and when I woke up, you know, the sun was coming up, I had to hurry up and get home, and next thing you know, I can't find my bra. Where's my bra? And I can't go home without it. And anyway.
All right. I understand, Betty. I got the picture.
Okay.
I got the picture. Now, yeah. I think, just one second. Okay. Betty, we're going to feature some of your work right now. We have, I'm from Kansas City. I wanted to play that tune specifically to exhibit your work.
Okay.
And if you don't mind, we'd like to give you some props and thanking you very much. And I'm looking forward to continue our goal here of putting you out as far as I can do what I do. And I'm just blessed to be in a position now to help my fellow Kansas Cityans and friends and classmates. I mean, this is just so wonderful. I'm having a good time with this. You don't know. I'm growing every minute of this experience and working with you guys.
It's really a blessing, though.
So it is that. And we're going to let our audience hear what I've been talking about. Everybody, you know what I did? I brought in a tune by Lonnie and Ronnie when they did Night in Tunisia live in Kansas City. And those kids just laid it out and left it all on the stage. And you do the same all the time. Every time you get behind that piano of yours and that microphone and that trombone, you let it go, girl. And I'm so proud of you. And excited that you're still in the land of the living with us and doing what you do best. And we're going to give Miss Betty Jo Miller the stage and let her do what she does. And this is one of her tunes. And thank you so much, Betty, for your time. And if there's anything I can do, you got my phone number. And we're going to keep it going. So I want to get all of your CDs, so that whatever I can do to help promote you and promote your music and your art form, I'm excited to do that.
Bless your heart. Thank you so much. Yes, because I would really like to play in Kansas City again. I know it'll happen someday. I don't know when. But...
Oh, it's going to happen sooner than you think, by the way. So.
Okay, well, I might as well claim it with you.
Claim it. Yeah, there you go, because we're going to go home and we're going to do what we do in Kansas City, too.
Sounds good.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Well, thanks again. This has really been a pleasure talking with you and your listening audience. And I wish you nothing but the best. And to everyone listening, I hope you enjoy what you're about to hear.
All right. Thank you so much, Betty. And I'm going to call you during the week so we can keep focused, okay?
All right. I'll be listening for you.
All right. God bless. Take care.
You too. Be blessed. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. with the that lady knows how to swing. That's Betty Jo Miller from Kansas City, Missouri. And she's going to log on and to listen to the rest of the show. And we're going to have more great music coming up from the 50s of jazz. But I was just fortunate enough to have two of my favorite people in my life that I literally grew up with come on and share with me tonight. And I'm really excited that they actually did it. And their music speaks for itself. They're consummate and great musicians in their own right. And Kansas City does not get enough cultured feature in the country. So somebody's got to champion them, and I'm just the man to do it. So we ended with Betty Jo and Ronnie, and we had Gary Mulligan playing My Funny Valentine. Now we're going to play. We're going to stay in the 50s. And by the way, let's talk about the 50s real quick. The 50s in jazz in America was the top rated art form because you had so many stars, the Miles Davises, the Thelonious Monks, the Duke Ellingtons, the Jerry Mulligans, still had big bands still around at that time. But the groups and the music kind of took a wild turn. If you heard the Ornette Coleman piece that we played earlier, piece that was recorded in 1959. It gave a window of which way jazz was going, because you had all these wild cats out there, the cats like Sun Ra and you had George Shearing, you had Billie Holiday. You got a little taste of Billy in Strange Fruit, but we're gonna play the rest of that in a bit here. But we're gonna go with. Right now, I think we're going to go with Thelonious Monk. And Thelonious was one of the different cats on the scene, played to his own ear. He heard things that nobody else heard but Monk. And most of the cats would, you know, they until they understood his theory, he was actually a genius in his theoretical approach to harmony. And he was quite a guy in terms of the way he expressed himself, and really didn't really care about anybody either disliking his chordal changes, his disharmonies, his diminished chords, his scales. Thelonious was quite a gentleman and really gave us a picture of what was to come in terms of the harmonic structure of music. And now I think what we're going to do is we're going to go with Thelonious Monk's Blue Monk and see if we can. And so we're going to keep it going with that, and maybe try to get a few other tunes in tonight to finish off our show. But I've had a good time so far with my friends and colleagues from Kansas City, Betty Jo Miller and Ronald McFadden. Two of the finest musicians and artists that came out of Kansas City and probably out of America as well. They were definitely something to be reckoned with when you played on stage with these guys. So, I hold on. Jack, can we pull that up? Okay, sorry about that, my listening audience. We're going to try to pull up one of our favorite tunes by Thelonious, and this was a 1950 song that kind of gave us the flavor of jazz, one of the flavors of jazz, because you had hard bop and bebop, and then you had free jazz, and all the elements of jazz were coming out around that time. And we're going to hopefully, sometimes you run into technical difficulties, but this one is something that we want to do if it's possible. And I'm not for sure how that's going to work, but we're going to work it out. Just stick with me. We've had a great show so far, and we're going to continue forward with some excellent jazz music in the 1950s. So be advised that we apologize for any technical difficulties, but it's called technology. Technology sometimes works and then other times it doesn't. But we're going to try to do the best we can to make this happen for us tonight during this wonderful show. And I think we've solved the problem. I think we're going to bring in Mr. Monk and his work from 1959.
Tonight,
going to thank Culture Zine Radio, where urban culture lives. And Culture Zine will be one of the best in the country. We're going to make this thing happen. When you hear stuff like,
if you ever plan to move west,
oh, that sounds like my buddy Nat King Cole that brought up with Route 66.
On Route 66, it winds from Chicago.
And now we want to give Culture Zine Radio its props where urban culture lives.
Get to kick on Route 66.
Culture Zine, yes.
I go through St. Louis, Joplin, Missouri, and Oklahoma City.
Well,
mighty pretty, you see, Amarillo.
Love this little town.
Gallup, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona. Don't forget Winona, Kingman, Barstow, San Bernardino. Aren't you get hip to this timely tip?
This is Seth Gallup. World Jazz Festival. And I'm Ron Washington.
Get to kick on Route
Okay, here we go. We're back in. And that is Mr. Nat King Cole with the Nat King Cole Trio playing Route 66. And we want to thank you very much for listening tonight. And we have a lot of work to go tonight with people like Billie Holiday, Carmen McRae, Miles Davis, Earl Garner, and Ray Charles. So we have a lot of ground to cover, and I hope we have enough time to play all the beautiful tunes. But we want to thank the guest tonight,